It's 91.7 KXT, and today I'm happy to welcome Todd Moore from Big Head Todd and the Monsters into our studio. The band released a new album last year titled Black Beehive, and they're playing tonight at the House of Blues. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I hear you're going to play two songs for us, and I hear this is the world premiere of both of these songs.
Absolutely.
Okay, which one are you going to start with?
Well, the one I'm going to do first is called Gonna Build My Own House Someday.
Okay, take it away.
Okay. I've been stranded in Reno, lost in East L.A. On the lam in Dallas, well, I had some bills to pay. Working man without direction, or in a particular way. But I'm gonna build my own house someday. I've loved five women, only three of them loved me. Bad habit of changing gears, cut down the family tree. Black sheep, am I the end of the line? So women, pine your hearts away. 'Cause I'm gonna build my own house someday. Now it's been a half a century since I started working for the man. I roam from the desk to the factory, to the edge and back again. A fortune and big dreams, I nickeled and dimed away. I'm gonna build my own house. I'm still gonna build my own house someday. Say nothing ever changes. Dreams die on the vine, but in a flash one can find out on life's hard highway wine that I'm probably not. No, I'm probably never gone. Although my mama said never say never, build my own house someday. I'm gonna build my own house someday. Yeah. Thank you kindly. All right.
It's 91.7 KXT and a KXT exclusive right there. A brand new song from Todd Moore of Big Head Todd and the Monsters. And is that going to appear on an album at some point?
You know, I don't know if there's albums anymore. I did this thing called a Daily Donut this last holiday season. So from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas, every day, I wrote a song based on the news, performed it, and published it on YouTube.
Interesting.
And it was really fascinating as a writing. It was basically a writer's challenge, you know, a writer's throwdown. But I also love the idea of writing about real stories and about current events and about things that are really happening. And I think that's what blues and folk music was really. That was the function that it served, and it really interests me to get back to that.
What was the best story you came up with from that
of moment? This thing?
Yeah.
Well, the funniest one was. About a divorce case that was a $5 billion divorce case. So that ended up being a really funny song because it was about the woman in this case signed a prenup, but she said that it wasn't valid because he had an affair with their premarital counselor.
Oh, my God.
So I look for things like that to not polarize people, because when you talk about politics, you get in trouble real fast, you know. And I got all schools of people that love me, so I try not to, you know, get anybody all riled up.
So you wrote this series of songs about news stories and things that were happening around you. I noticed your last album, there are a lot of song titles with people's names, a lot of songs about different people. The title track, Black Beehive, about Amy Winehouse.
That's right.
Did you know Amy personally?
I didn't, but I was in this pattern again. And the day she died, I wrote that song. It was one of my daily songs. And it just ended up being a great story that made a great song.
Well, there's another song on the album. You wrote a song, Hubert's Dream, about Hubert Sumlin, the guitarist for Howlin' Wolf, mm-hmm. right? And then there's one song on the album I wanted to ask you about, a song called Forever Bonnie, which sounds like a very interesting story. Yeah. I couldn't figure out what it was about, I'm wondering if you could
fill us in. Well, it's a great story. On CNN, what had happened is a gentleman had mailed a letter in high school to his high school love, and it was lost. The post office lost it and found it 53 years after they sent it. And they gave it to the guy. They found the guy and they gave it to him. And he had married this woman and they had four children and they had gotten divorced. Things didn't work out. But it was just the neatest little story. So it made for a nice little song.
Oh, wow. Cool. So you are really into the blues over the years. You know, you can hear the blues influences on all of your albums. You've worked with B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, Charlie Musselwhite, tons of blues artists. Is there anyone left that you haven't worked with that you'd like to?
You know, unfortunately not. I've had the extreme fortune to have worked with all the great living blues artists that are around, and unfortunately they're disappearing every day. Of course, there are other people I'd love to work with. If you get a chance to hook me up with Bob Dylan, I'll really take you up on that one.
We'll work on that
okay.
for you. Well, there is and was a very strong blues scene here in Dallas and Deep Ellum.
Sure.
And I know that you moved to Chicago 10 years ago or so, and you lived there for a while. Is that because of the blues scene there? Because Chicago is known for the blues.
Sure.
And now you're back in Colorado.
I am.
Did you move back to Colorado just because of the band?
There were personal reasons involved.
Got it. Well, the other day I was also reading the your Ask Me Anything Reddit conversation, which is always fun to read because you get fans asking questions that I'm sure you don't get from the media a lot.
Sure.
And you mentioned on that you have 197 songs that you choose from every night. Now, I know a lot of bands, they kind of know the new album back in front. They know the hits, but can you play any one of those 197 songs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's what I got from the conversation. You kind of just draw them out of a hat.
Yeah, the band might need a little refresher here and there during soundcheck, but yeah, we pretty much know them.
Another question I saw on that, I loved reading all these questions. Somebody asked you what you drank before every show. You said you take a shot before every show. My question is, do you take a shot now of the new Big Head Todd Moonshine?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, moonshine is an inspirational liqueur, as you know. And our moonshine is probably the finest moonshine I've ever had. So I do imbibe a little bit, just a little bit before a show.
That's a really new thing, right? Within the last couple months
that
came out?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, well, we're going to have you play one more song before I have you do that. One last question for you. So the band's been around for about 30 years now, almost 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Same lineup the entire time. I know you added one musician a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
What is some advice you can give to new bands that are looking for the type of longevity you guys have had?
Well, my advice is to develop a great relationship with an audience. It doesn't matter how big that audience is, but have a high-quality relationship. And hopefully that involves some really good songs. So write some great songs, create a little fan base, and then I think, you know, the rest will follow what's appropriate. The level of success that you're able to achieve would come from that. These days, don't worry about labels and all that stuff.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, forget about that.
So you're going to play another world premiere for us for a new song.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a holiday song. It's called Watercolor Rainbow. You put the kick in the punch, now baby, you're gonna sock it to me real good. You put the kick in the punch, now baby, you're gonna sock it to me real good. Not that I drunk on your love, girl, you know I'm made of crooked wood. Yeah, I made of crooked wood. You put the candy in my Christmas stock and you put the red nose on my reindeer. You put the candy in my Christmas stock and you put the red nose on my reindeer. You are the holly in my holiday rock and you are the newness in my new year. Oh, yeah. Oh. Messy watercolor rainbow, let the colors bleed together. Let your roots grow down deep and slow, the deeper, the better. Cause we're in this mess together. You wrote the hook in that hit song, you put the shake in my strumming hand. You wrote the hook in that hit song, you put the shake in my strumming hand. You're my freedom song, sing it loud in a weary land. Oh, sing it loud in a weary land. Messy watercolor rainbow, let the colors bleed together. Let your roots grow down deep and slow, the deeper better, cause we're in this mess together. Thank you kindly.
It's another exclusive from Todd Moore of Big Head Todd and the Monsters, who's performing live in the KXT studio today. And Big Head Todd and the Monsters have a show tonight at the House of Blues. I want to thank Jason Ridings for sponsoring our live session today, and thank you again, Todd, for coming
in.
Thanks
for having me.